This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The G7 richest nations have reached a landmark deal to squeeze tax havens and back a minimum global corporate tax of 15% to end what the United States called a race to the bottom on global taxation. We get details from AP's Julie Walker.
Finance ministers also endorsed proposals to make the world's biggest companies pay taxes in countries where they have lots of sales but no physical headquarters. That includes U.S.-based tech giants. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says it provides momentum for a global deal to end a race to the bottom in corporate taxation.
It's led to a system in which corporate taxation plays a diminishing role in financing governments in the U.S. and around the world, and more of the burden has been falling on workers.
Countries, especially the U.S., have been grappling for years with how to deter companies from legally avoiding paying taxes by assigning profits to subsidiaries in tax havens. I'm Julie Walker.
The death toll from the worst militant attack in Burkina Faso in recent years has risen to 132, the government said Saturday, after armed assailants laid siege overnight to a village in the country's northeast. The attackers struck Friday overnight, killing residents of the village of Solhan in Yagha province bordering Niger. They burned homes and the market, according to a government statement. The government has declared a 72-hour period of national mourning, describing the attackers as terrorists, though no group has claimed responsibility. Attacks by jihadists linked to Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State in West Africa's Sahel region have risen sharply since the start of the year, particularly in Burkina Faso, Mali, and Niger, with civilians bearing the brunt. This is VOA News. Thousands of Hungarians demonstrated in Budapest Saturday against a plan by Prime Minister Viktor Orban's government to build a campus of a top Chinese university in the city. Around 10,000 people marched through the Hungarian capital to protest the proposed Fudan University campus, which is scheduled for completion in 2024. According to a deal signed between Hungary and the Shanghai-based university's president, the campus, its first in Europe, would be a 500,000 square meter complex. But the sprawling project has fed unease about Hungary's diplomatic tilt from west to east and its soaring indebtedness to China, and has sparked a diplomatic spat between Beijing and Budapest's liberal mayor. The U.S. Justice Department said Saturday that it no longer would secretly obtain reporters' records during leak investigations. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
President Biden has said it's simply wrong to seize journalists' records and had pledged last month that his Justice Department would halt the practice. The tactic has been used by both Democratic and Republican administrations in efforts to identify the people, sources, who reveal classified information to journalists. The policy received renewed scrutiny over the past month as Justice Department officials alerted reporters at three organizations, the Washington Post, CNN, and the New York Times, that their phone records had been obtained in the final year of the Trump administration. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Australia's second most populous state, Victoria, on Saturday reported a small increase in locally acquired COVID-19 cases as authorities hunted for the source of a highly infectious variant that has been detected in a new cluster. Reuters' Jason Albano reports.
Five new local cases were reported, taking the state's total to 70 in the latest outbreak. Of this, nine were found to be infected with the Delta virus variant, which was first seen in India. Authorities were alarmed on Friday after detecting the Delta variant for the first time in the country. It, along with three others, has been classified by the WHO as variants of concern due to evidence it spreads more easily. The state's capital, Melbourne, entered its second week of a hard lockdown, which is due to end on June 10th. Those curbs, however, were eased for the rest of the state on Friday. Victoria's chief health officer said the Melbourne lockdown could be lifted as long as all cases have been tracked down, even if the source of the Delta variant had still not been found. Victoria's outbreak, which began on May 24th, has spurred people to join long queues for vaccinations following a slow rollout since February.
That's Reuters' Jason Albano. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.